You're listening to SBS News.
There's been a third day of demonstrations on the streets of Beirut, with police firing tear gas at protesters trying to force their way into the parliament, even as Prime Minister Hassan Diab was announcing he was on his way out. He handed in his resignation to the president, as did the entire cabinet.
And so, today, I declare the resignation of this government. May God protect Lebanon. May God protect Lebanon. May God protect Lebanon. May God keep you and long live Lebanon.
Hassan Diab had recently said he would request early elections. Now he'll remain in office in a caretaker role until a new government's formed and a new PM chosen. That will be up to the Lebanese parliament in a process likely to be mired in the same sectarian politics many, like these protesters, blame for the country's entrenched corruption.
We want the parliament for us. It's for us. And we want to go to the parliament today because it's for us.
The government resigning is not enough for us because we want the people responsible for the blast and everything that's been happening for us 30 years ago until now to be held accountable. That's when we will be satisfied.
The Lebanese judicial investigation into the explosion is ongoing, with security chiefs now being questioned. The blast was fueled by 2,750 tonnes of ammonium nitrate, which had been stored unsafely at the port for more than 6 years. Despite repeated warnings, the material was unstable. The government's response to the blast has only increased frustration. Clean-up efforts are still being led by volunteers rather than the state.
We're doing whatever we can to help the people since our politicians or elected officials aren't even there.
Non-profit organisations are providing food and medical assistance, and support from other nations has arrived. A British aid ship can provide emergency shelter for 500 people, while French and Italian experts are helping secure chemicals at the heavily damaged port, and German engineers are assessing the safety of buildings. There are essential tasks in the immediate aftermath of this disaster, but Lebanon's future depends on creating some sort of political stability, says United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
United Nations will stand with Lebanon to help alleviate the immediate suffering and support its recovery. This is a moment for solidarity, and it is the time to change things for the better.
The government has resigned, but there's no guarantee the one that takes its place will provide the justice so many in Beirut are seeking. Nikki Canning, SBS News.